Exercise 4, page 70.
Hi, I'm Jenny Matthews and I'm here today to talk to you about my new book about body language called Saying It Without Words. People are always asking me why I wrote it. Well, I studied behavioural sciences at university and body language was one of the modules of study. It wasn't my favourite module at all. And I think one of the reasons was that there didn't seem to be any good books about this subject, even though it's a fascinating one. So I saw my opportunity and took it. Now I teach at a university myself, and my students are using the book for their studies. It's a great feeling. In the first chapter of the book, I wanted to give some interesting facts and general information about the topic. In later chapters, there are certainly plenty of tips about how to use body language to your advantage. But in this first section, the main point I make is that our bodies don't know how to lie. As we fold our arms, cross our legs, stand, walk, and move our eyes and mouth, we are always sending out signals and communicating our thoughts. In the rest of the book, I really get down to business. I didn't want to just give facts and figures and scientific explanations. I really wanted this to be a book that people could take away and use. I also wanted it to be a good read. And in fact, I've been told by many people that they couldn't put it down, which is a great compliment. I didn't set out to write a bestseller, but so far the book has been a lot more popular than I expected. So, what practical information can you learn from this book? Well, I reveal the body language secrets you need to know to have confidence during any face-to-face encounter, from making a good first impression when meeting new people at a party to getting that job you want. You can find out, for instance, how to use a handshake to gain control, how a smile can work like magic, and generally how to use your gestures and other non-verbal cues to communicate effectively and get the responses you want. Readers always say that the chapter they enjoyed the most was the one about accessories, things like glasses, pens, handbags and hats, and what they tell us about people. The nervous pen clicker at a meeting, for instance, or the girl looking anxiously through her bag or hiding behind her sunglasses tells us so much about their state of mind. These things are quite easy to understand, but maybe you didn't know that you put things near your mouth when you're feeling unsure. You adjust your clothes when you're feeling uncomfortable. You may shake your shoe when you're feeling nervous or excited, or remove and clean your glasses when you're thinking. I'll leave you with some helpful tips from the book. Did you know that your emotions and your body language mirror each other? So what? Well, this means that you can adapt your feelings by adapting your body language. Force yourself to smile, for instance, and watch your mood improve. Also, if you come across someone with a negative attitude, let's say they have their arms crossed, which means that they are closed and possibly unhappy, hand them a pen or a cup of coffee, which means that they will have to uncross their arms. Then watch their attitude change. If you found this interesting, you can buy my book through many retailers and all major online booksellers. I hope you enjoy it and it helps you.